Burrell WordPerfect Office Suite X4 is here. Jay LaRocque, Director of Product Management for Corel WordPerfect Office, is interviewed by Ed, talking about the latest version of WordPerfect's Office Suite. Several important features have been added. Ed specifically addresses the WordPerfect improvements, their outstanding word processing application.
Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
I understand that Corel WordPerfect has a new Office Suite. You guys are calling it X4, and if it's not here at the moment in full-fledged, it's certainly on its way and ready to be boxed up shortly and sent out. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going for X4 and how it's different from your previous versions.
Okay. Well, like you mentioned, it is on its way and partially delivered on April 16th, 2008. We announced the product and started shipping the electronic version. We will be shipping the box version starting May 5th. And where we focused on WordPerfect Office X4 was really just, you know, taking feedback that was coming from our core customers, and legal is definitely one of the core segments that we address with WordPerfect Office. Really making the suite better, and then talking to our customers to figure out what should be added to the suite, as well as what should be added from an adjacent aspect. What other things they were using that could be collapsed into the suite, and then perhaps make a better overall offering that would be more affordable than a number of different products, but also be easier to use, and trying to wrangle with a number of disparate products as well.
In other words, you've got not just WordPerfect, which is word processing, but you've got other products bundled in there as well. And if I understand you correctly, you're saying that you're increasing the number of items that you're bundling with your word processing. Am I hearing you correctly?
Exactly. So we've always had the traditional, what would people would think of as the traditional Office Suite, which is the word processing, the spreadsheets, and the presentations tools. And then depending on which flavor of WordPerfect Office you bought, you know, you could get mail or databases depending on, you know, what your particular bent was. But we've also collapsed in other things inside of the suite. So, you know, X4 was big for us in terms of increasing the compatibility with other formats out there, notably Microsoft Office, but also adjacent spaces. Things like PDF, we've really ratcheted up. And for people who are familiar with WordPerfect Office, X3, we took we have pretty good output functionality of PDF. We've enhanced the output in X4, and then added other great tools like a whole new OCR engine in X4 as well. So if you have scanned PDFs and aren't able to get access to that content, that's now built in, and you don't have to buy a separate product to do that for PDFs.
Well, let's focus for the moment on WordPerfect, and tell me, how has that changed?
Okay. So, you know, we didn't do an overhaul of the look and feel of the application, because people told us they're quite comfortable with working inside of it. We still offer the Workspace Manager that will allow you to reconfigure the toolbars and the menus. If you come from another Office Suite environment, you're able to reconfigure the look and feel so that you're familiar with it. But we tried to maintain the current approach of how you work inside WordPerfect Office, so it won't be unfamiliar to anybody. But where we have changed is underneath the covers, certainly around compatibility. So there's been lots of discussion of new file formats out in the market, and you know which ones would eventually win out in the format wars. We tried to take that off the table first of all, and say that we're file format neutral. People should just focus on the work that they want to produce, and we'll take care of the plumbing underneath it all. So with X4, we've introduced the ability to open and edit both Microsoft OOXML formats as well as ODF. And those are sort of technical details, but really the newest formats that are out there and just starting to get adopted, those are already available to be pulled into WordPerfect Office itself. The other thing is specifically for WordPerfect that I'd point out is definitely the PDF functionality, because that's integrated inside of it as well, where, like I mentioned before, you can output to PDF straight from WordPerfect Office. And in X3, we took our first steps in the import of PDF. The second thing we built on top of that in the X4 timeframe was the ability to pull in scanned PDFs as well.
So if I understand your previous version, which is a version I use, you could print to PDF right from your screen. you didn't have to print the document out and then go scan it into something else and create a PDF. If my understanding is correct, you've done something differently with the new version, and I'm not sure I understand exactly what you've done to enhance the PDF capability.
So on the outside, our printing the PDF, we've ratcheted up the ease of use of it. So it's a lot easier to use. Some of the feedback we got was, you know what, I saved the PDF, but then I have to go find it and open it up because I want to make sure what I wanted to print was actually, you know, what's in the PDF. So we've got, you know, a checkbox that will automatically default it on. Which, you know, that's one example of an ease of use thing that we've added in terms of outputting PDF. We've also continued to upgrade the functionality to output the PDF. So now in X4 we allow for the placement of passwords and security on the PDF. So if you've got intellectual property in the PDF, you don't want people to be able to either print your PDF or scrape content out of it. We have the facility to do that as well. So that content, that IP, is actually retained with you, and you only can, you know, people who only have those security credentials can open the password protected PDF.
Okay, and if I heard you right, you can now take scanned PDF material into WordPerfect?
Yes, exactly. In X3, we took our first steps to take, and it was really optimal for, you know, things that were produced out of a word processor. If you had a word processing document and you saved it to PDF, WordPerfect X3 was great at being able to pull that content in and put them into a word processing environment. But it was really strictly for those types of PDF. And, you know, some of the feedback we got from our users was that, you know, that there's a bunch of PDFs I can't open. What are you doing about that? And as we talked to people, we found out that really what they were getting were things off printers, or off the web that were really just, you know, basically an image file, more or less, a scanned PDF. It was, you know, a photocopier would take it and scan it and, you know, email it to somebody. And there's no sort of PDF payload for us to be able to take that text and to flow into WordPerfect. So what we did is we worked to develop an OCR engine that would actually take the text and basically goes through character by character. OCR is optical character recognition, and it'll look at each successive character in a file. So it'll say, well, is that a C or a D? And then it'll figure out what it is and then bring it into a WordPerfect and reflow the document for you so that you can, you know, take it then and use it as a, you know, a normal word processing document and, you know, edit it up and even save it back to PDF if you want to at the end. So that whole OCR engine is a totally new feature in X4 as well.
So in other words, if I'm in WordPerfect X4, I've got the application open, somehow I can go to the web to get a file and or a screen and bring it into WordPerfect and then work with it as a Word Perfect document. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And, it, you know, in the new thing, and you could do that in X3. In X4, it's really, if it is a scanned PDF, which is one that you'd get off a photocopier or someone would send you that way, that isn't a true, you know, it isn't a PDF with actual text in the payload. It's actually just like a flat image. And mm-hmm. we're able to look in the image and pull out the text from that for you.
Terrific. And how is it that once you have the Word processing application open, that is X4, that what do you click on in order to go get this document? Or do you have to save it somewhere and get it that way when you open up your word processing application?
So you can, if you have it on your desktop or on your PC somewhere, you can right-click on it and use the file open and open inside of WordPerfect. Or you can just drag and drop it onto your WordPerfect open dialog. And it'll open up if you open, you know, if you have your WordPerfect Office X4 opened up on your screen, you can just drag the file on top of it and it'll open up as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What other features are brand new for X4?
Another great one that I'd point to in terms of the inside of WordPerfect itself is redaction. Again, another tool that people are paying to get elsewhere, now bundled in for free with WordPerfect. And redaction, for people who might not be familiar with it, you'll hear about it every once in a while. Mostly you'll hear about it when it fails. But think of the case of, there might be a court case against, the Jay LaRock, say, who's a defendant in a court case, and people want to put this case up more in the public domain, but they want to protect my identity because, I might not have been convicted yet.
I think yet is the operative word, right, Jay?
And we hope so. We hope it never happens. So it basically provides facilities for people to go through and either search for the instance of LaRock in the file or go through and hand mark them by highlighting the term LaRock. And then when they press sort of the commit button, it will save out the file to either WordPerfect Word or PDF format with that string blackened out so that you can't see it. And typically how that's being done now is, at least what we're hearing from our customers, is people will actually take a physical black marker, print out the file, go through and scratch out the instances, and then take it to their photocopier, make a scan PDF out of it, and then upload it to the web. This is a built-in way that's a lot easier to create these types of files. It also doesn't bloat the file size. So it's, again, another tool that's just built in, easier to use. You can even use the search and the search and markup tool to go through your document quickly and create it. So it's a lot better built in our minds and another sort of cost savings for end users.
And how about you talk about search and markup, and that's a similar process to search and find or search and replace. Have you done anything with either of those functions to enhance them?
Well, in terms of working with redaction, it's integrated with the redaction flow. So it's a lot easier to go through your document with that to be able to mark it up, and then once you mark it up, you can actually use things like the WordPerfect document routing feature to send it around your office and make sure that you grabbed all the right instances, send it to your boss so that he okays it. And then you can, before you publish it and put it up on the website. So
in addition to the redacting, though, in terms of pure search and find and search and replace, have those been modified at all? Have those been enhanced at all?
They're pretty much where we wanted them to be in terms of where they were with X3, so we haven't sort of ratcheted those up for X4.
All right, and what are some of the other features?
Other things other than PDF and redaction, Lightning, which is something we've had out in public beta for some time now. We've actually we've productized it and brought it into the suite as well. And Lightning is just a recognition that people are working a different way these days. They're not starting with a blank page, but they're taking content from a number of different places and reworking them into their document workflows. So Lightning is an easy way to be able to view documents, grab important pieces of content either out of the document or taking pictures of the document to be able to reuse those content snippets later on in either the document process or just as intelligence you collect to use and need somewhere on in time.
Now, if I recall correctly, Lightning was a separate application. It was not part of WordPerfect Word Processing.
Right.
Is it now part of Word Processing?
It's still a separate application, but we always saw it being used with a word processor of some type.
Okay. And tell me a little bit more about Lightning. I know, for example, Microsoft has OneNote.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, is this something similar to that, or is it a different concept?
Right. I'd say in sort of the highest class, it's similar to what Microsoft is offering. Again, another tool that you can get separately. It's a digital notebook, and when you think of notebook, think of that paper thing that most people carry around with them, where you're in a meeting and you scribble down some notes to keep for later on. So at its basis level, that's what it does. So for team meeting minutes and team agendas, I'll create those types of things myself, and I'll always have a record on my PC.
Well, let me ask you this question. Because I do some of the same thing, but I use it in WordPerfect in terms of notes and the like. How is Lightning different? How does Lightning add to your capability? Wouldn't you be just as well off to put it right into your word processing application?
A good question, actually, and I think a lot of our longtime fans would use WordPerfect to do something like that. Depending on your personal makeup and how you like to work, Lightning keeps everything at the highest level as notes. We call them notes, in basically a in a viewer in a navigator window, in a window that you can see and access. If you're very organized and prefer to work in WordPerfect and you start to create these types of notes and have a good sort of file and hierarchical model to be able to store it and find them later on, that's, you know, something you might want to continue doing. Where we're seeing advantages with Lightning is these things are always, you know, it's always open on your desktop, and people just drop content into it, and it's something that's always at your fingertips. You don't have to spin up an application for it because, you know, it's light enough of a product that it can just sit running on your desktop, and as you get information, you're able to drop it into Lightning that you might need later on. If, you know, if you are more of the store the information in WordPerfect itself, there's tight integration with WordPerfect off and WordPerfect so that you can take your notes and bring them into WordPerfect and use them that way if you'd like. But if, as I become, you know, more proficient with Lightning, as others have told me, they become more proficient with Lightning, it's just a natural place to be able to take content as the first step before you, you know, reach the threshold to want to commit it to more of a word processing document.
Okay. And how would you index these items in Lightning? I mean, I have one image that it's all just sort of there, and another image where it's Lightning 1, Lightning 2, Lightning 3, and so forth without perhaps any designation otherwise. How is the indexing process work?
Right now, what we basically do is have a folder metaphor for saving your notes or your files inside of Lightning. So, you know, wanted to provide something that was very, you know, familiar to people who are just, you know, working with the PCs, and the folder metaphor is something everybody understands. So at the basis level, you have these things, either notes or documents that you can organize, and you pull them into this navigator tree, which is basically a foldering metaphor that you can create new folders and put content inside of them. And that's really step one for us. I think, you know, down the road, other sort of search and use metaphors make more sense. But for now, it's more of a foldering metaphor that you have content, you put them into specific things. For example, I mentioned I do, you know, team meetings and my agendas and that. So I'll have a folder that I'll call team meetings, and then I have my list of team meeting agendas inside of that folder as well as meeting minutes inside of that.
Okay.
So you store and access them that way.
Now, is this any relationship or any similarity to mind mapping?
Yes, that's another facility. Not to get sort of the problem with Lightning and some of our other products is, you know, the functionality is very deep. So what, you know, you start going down a way. I don't want everybody to think of it as just mind mapping because it does a lot more. But once you create a couple different notes on a specific subject, you can lay them out on your desktop and start to do these tree maps and idea maps where you can start to take ideas from looking at the collection and start mapping them together at the basis level. So yes, that, you know, you can start to do the basics of that as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like WordPerfect once again has moved forward as a leader in the industry of word processing and other applications. And I want to thank you, Jay, for talking with us and giving us a glimpse of some of the new things that are in X4, and would encourage our folks, our listeners, to investigate further to see how WordPerfect can help them. Jay, again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Ed.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.